A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
In this edition, I shine a spotlight on the never-ending musical spectacular The Lion King, which is on at the Lyceum Theatre London, part of the ATG Theatre Group, on Wellington Street in the West End, near Covent Garden Tube Station and Charing Cross Train Station, which had an audio-described performance and touch tour on the 13th of March 2025. They also schedule regular audio-described performances every few months, and introductory notes and details can be found by visiting vocalise.co.uk. A very warm welcome to A View on Access. I'm Tim Calvert, and this is our regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. The show lasts for just over 2 hours and 30 minutes, including a 20-minute interval, but can overrun. The award-winning Lion King, based on the hit movie with music and lyrics by Elton John and Tim Rice, wows audiences worldwide on a daily basis with its sheer spectacle and emotional journey. The promotional material for the show states, Disney's award-winning musical The Lion King explodes with glorious colours, stunning effects and enchanting music and songs. It follows the powerful story of Simba as he journeys from wide-eyed cub to his destined role as King of the Pride Lands. Now, in its 25th year at London's Lyceum Theatre, visionary director Julie Taymor's acclaimed reimagining of Disney's beloved film redefines your expectations of theatre. The touch tour began at 5:30 p.m. and patrons met at the side of the venue and were led up some stairs into the Ambassador Lounge, where props and costumes had been laid out for everyone to explore, with members of the production team on hand to assist and answer questions. The touch tour was led by vocalised describers Julia Grundy and Eleanor Margulies, who also provide the description, and it started with a detailed overview of what to expect and an introduction. Everyone then got to tour the room and explore some of the many animal masks and puppets, wigs and props featured in the show. We were all able to touch and feel them in order to gain a sensory experience that was insightful and beneficial for all 21 participants taking part. And there was also a wonderful opportunity to ask lots of questions and gain a greater insight. This lasted for around 30 minutes and ended around 6 p.m, allowing a good hour or so for a wander or to grab some refreshment, before taking a seat for the introduction at 7:15 p.m, which is also a very good opportunity to check your headset is working correctly. Julia provided the introduction and description for part 1, aptly setting the scene and detailing all the visual elements beautifully, before Eleanor took over the reins after the interval, elegantly coming in at all the right moments, expressing all the action unfolding on stage, both confident and assured voices throughout the headset provided. Lion King is such a visual experience, with its many visual set pieces, including dozens of animal puppets and the spectacular Pride Rock platform that rises out of the stage floor to epic effect, which the audio description does full justice to keeping you in the know. It's such a wonderful spiritual journey that tells the classic much-loved story of Simba from young lion cub to adulthood, featuring awe-inspiring visuals and set pieces, state-of-the-art puppetry featuring a whole jungle of animals and some that walk through the aisles, detailed lavish costumes and high-caliber, breathtaking performances that actually transport you to another world and dimension, having you leave the auditorium humming the unforgettable tunes and feeling uplifted. The next audio-described performance in London will be on the 9th of September 2025 at 7:30 p.m, with a touch tour at 5:30 p.m, meeting at the side entrance. For further information, visit thelionking.co.uk or call 0333 009 5399, where you can book tickets or ask questions. You can also contact an access champion visiting atgtickets.com, selecting the Lyceum and clicking on access. The Lyceum Theatre is a 5-minute walk from Charing Cross train station along the Strand, which is part of the ATG Theatre Group. They pride themselves on making your visit stress-free and enjoyable, and will help in any way to assist you. So if there's anything you ever need or you have any questions, always ask. Please do feedback any positive or negative experiences. There is step-free access into the auditorium with disabled toilets en route, and staff will look after guide dogs, bring you refreshments, and also guide you to wherever you need to go. Headsets for audio described performances will be issued in the stalls bar before the performance, and is a Sennheiser wireless device that will work in most seats apart from back of the stalls or dress in upper circles. You can also ask for a device which you can fit your own headphones into. If you'd like to go to a non-audio described performance and receive an audio introduction describing all the visual elements of the show, which will make it accessible and assist with understanding and clarity, these are available by visiting vocalise.co.uk, selecting What's On, searching for Lion King in their archive. To find out what else is showing in London and around the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk, and for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.